by choosing your thoughts, and by selecting which emotional currents you will release and which you will reinforce, you determine the quality of your light. You determine the effects that you will have upon others and the nature of the experiences of your life. Light, with a capital L, represents consciousness. When we do not understand a thing, we say that we must bring it to light. If we are confused, we say that our process needs more light. When a sudden idea reorders our thoughts, we say the light came on. And when a person is fully conscious, we say that he or she is enlightened. When you release a negative thought or a negative feeling, you release lower frequency currents of energy from your system, and this, literally, allows an increase in the frequency of your consciousness. Thinking of the universe in terms of light, frequencies, and energies of different frequencies, in the terms that have become familiar to us through the study of physical light, is not merely metaphorical. It is a natural and powerful way to think of the universe because physical light, lowercase l, is a reflection of non-physical light, capital L. Physical light is not the light of your soul. Physical light travels at a certain velocity. It can go no faster. The light of your soul is instantaneous. There is no time between a daughter's loving intention toward her father and the soul of her father understanding that intention. Instantaneousness, therefore, is very much a part of your life. In non-physical reality, the decisions that you make in terms of how you choose to use your energy have effects that are instantaneous. They are one with who and what you are. Energies that emanate from your soul have instantaneousness to them. Energies that emanate from your personality follow the path of physical light. Fear, for example, is an experience of the personality. The soul can be confused and away from light with a capital L, but it does not experience fear. If the soul experiences an absence of light from a part of itself, the personality will experience this absence of light as fear. That fear is of the personality and therefore of space and time. Unconditional love is of the soul, instantaneous, universal, not bound. Just as visible light is one portion, like an octave, in a continuum of energy of graduated frequencies that extends below and above what the eye can see, the continuum of non-physical light extends below and above, so to speak, the frequency range in which the human exists. The human experience is a particular frequency range in the continuum of non-physical light, in the same way that visible light is a particular frequency range in the continuum of physical light.